Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of Pearls and Swine. It's Pastor Nate here. I'm with Pastor Travis, and we've just been trying to think through something that I think everyone is experiencing right now, and that's just this idea of busyness. Yeah, it's the fall season. A lot of things are kicking off, and a lot of things are starting up that will be happening throughout the school year. And so I think a lot of us have this experience of just being super busy. And so I wanted to kind of talk about that and look at some things that scripture says in regards to that. Trav, what do you think? Are you feeling the busyness of this season?
Definitely am. I was like, once the summer officially ended, when school kicked off, all of a sudden our lives were thrown into a tailspin. I've got four young kids, as you guys know. Two of them are in school, two of them are at home. And every night it seems like is occupied with something. It's super hard for us to try to get together for a dinner together as a family right now. It's just on the move, go, go, go. It seems like 24/7. A lot of it is nobody's fault but our own. You know, we sign up for things. We make commitments for things. We don't necessarily look ahead at the schedule as close as we should and see how some of these things overlap when school started. But yeah, I would call it a time of chaos and turmoil at the Williams household right now. And it just seems like that's the way that the cycle of life goes up here for us. The patterns that we have. Summer is short-lived in the Copper Country. We try to take full advantage of each of those 2.5 weeks that we have up here. No, but those couple of months, you know, especially July and August are usually pretty nice. And so we pack those things in with all the fun stuff that we can. And then all of a sudden, September is right around the door and right knocking at the door, and we're like, oh, school starts in a week, and you know, kids got to run in there. And you know, as our kids get older, they start sports and extracurricular activities. And yeah, if we were not intentional about looking ahead at the calendar and planning some things out, we are swimming a little bit, and that's nobody's fault but our own.
Yeah, and our church calendar really ramps up in the fall as we're launching ministries and that kind of stuff. And of course, for us right now, we have our big church project of moving. So, and that's a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of effort going along those lines. But, you know, scripture talks about a way of addressing some of the busyness because, I mean, God made us. He knows what we need. And we definitely need some time of downtime, some time to rest, some time to recoup. And so the Bible has this idea of what's called Sabbath. And that's where one day out of the week, you're supposed to not work. You're supposed to kind of focus on God a little bit, really take time to depend upon God. And, you know, as you think about it, some of the times the reason we're doing so much is because we have this idea that we're in control. We believe that, you know, we are the masters and captains of our destiny. And so if it's going to happen, it's up to us. And scripture says that, you know, if you don't work, you don't eat. So we are expected to be productive. And yet at the same time, I think as American culture, we can overemphasize that. We can overdo it in the business, kind of like what you were saying, having something every evening. But it's so important that we take that time and just say, you know, God, I'm going to choose, even though I know there's some things I could do, I'm going to choose to not do them and trust in you and really connect with you, because I believe you are the one who provides. I believe you're the one that has the resources. I believe you're the one that can provide blessing and smooth out the paths in front of me. And so I think choosing to rest according to the Sabbath idea really helps in those areas.
Absolutely. And I would say that busyness is probably at an epidemic level within at least American society, likely around the world. I mean, it's not just up here in the Copper Country with us in a short summer, right? So, I mean, I talk to friends that I have across the country, Wisconsin, Colorado, out west, it doesn't really matter. And everybody is just busy, burning the candle at both ends. And like, it's almost a badge of honor that we wear. You know, the busy you are, or your schedule says that you are, the more important kind of we lift ourselves up to feel. And you know, I find myself in that trap too. I look at my schedule, somebody asks me if I can do something. It's like, no, I'm a couple weeks booked out. And in one regard, it can make you feel important. It becomes a self-centered focus for me at times. And it's something that's an uphill battle to fight in that. And it's not always an easy battle to fight. But, you know, you talked about the importance of what scripture says to take a Sabbath, to find that time of rest, that time of focusing on your need for God in your life. And we need God in every area of our lives. It doesn't matter if it's our family, if it's our personal life or career, we need God. And as Christians, I think it's necessary that we have that time of Sabbath for rest, for connecting with the Lord, for restoring our souls. One interesting thing that I saw, my wife actually showed me this and suggested that we do it for our family, is that the family gets together around the coffee table, kitchen table, whatever, for a family meeting, and they bring their calendar and they put all the things that occupy chunks of their time on a piece of paper and set them down on the table. And then as a family, you go through and you kind of sort through those things on level of importance, seeing where things, you know, are sucking up a lot of your time that maybe aren't important. Sometimes that's all it takes for you, is to just do kind of a reality check on where you're at and what you're doing, where you're actually spending your time. It's one of our most limited commodities. You can't get back time at the end of the day. I wish I could. If I knew how, I'd tell you guys too.
Yeah, that's good, man. You know, I was looking through scripture on some of this, and Jesus actually got a hard time from some of the religious rulers of his time about the Sabbath. But the thing that Jesus got in trouble for the Sabbath was for doing good. I think there's a balance there, and Jesus brought that out. I mean, he talked about how in certain emergencies, like, God doesn't expect us to take a rest. He expects us to help people. He said, you know, which one of you who has a sheep even that falls into a pit on the Sabbath won't go there and take it out? And because the religious rulers had this idea, like, you can't do anything. You can't work. You can't help someone out, because that would be working or anything. You're expected to just kind of veg and not do a thing. And so Jesus is like, no, of course, like, this sheep is part of your livelihood. You need to pull it out of the pit so it doesn't die. And so he's like, look, it's lawful to do what's good. And so a person who, I think his hand was messed up or whatever, and was asking to be healed by Jesus, Jesus is like, stretch out your hand. And he healed him right there. And of course, the religious rulers got angry about that. And that was a huge clash between Jesus and the Pharisees. And so, you know, it's not like if we rest that we're like imprisoned by that. That wasn't God's point in establishing the rest. It was supposed to be for us, for our own benefit. And so I think we need to keep some of those things in mind. Like, rest is a really good thing. Rest is for our benefit, but we don't have to take it to the extreme and be like, no, you cannot walk with your family somewhere and have a relaxing stroll. So, you know, if you're struggling to kind of get a hold of your schedule, and yeah, just really encourage you to figure out a time where you can take that rest and connect with God, connect even as a family, and really reflect. Because I think when we take those times of rest, it really helps us to be thankful for the blessings and things that we already have, instead of constantly striving, constantly looking for achieving the next greatest thing. And it really helps us realize how much God cares for us, and to see us trust him and life.
And that's why I lean towards calling it an epidemic. We do all these things, we wear that busyness as a badge of honor, really, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we find ourselves burnt out, worn out. We're not being fantastic employees at work because we're overburdened and tired and, you know, extending ourselves too far from what we're physically capable of sometimes. We're not good people at home. Our wives see, our spouses see the cranky version of ourselves. Our kids see the taxed out version, that I've got nothing left. And, you know, we're not doing anything good for anybody, including ourselves. And I think that's the trap of falling into that, just, I'm overcommitted. It's a badge of honor because it looks good. You're important. You're postured up a little bit. And we just run with that. And we think, oh, this is so good. But it's not good for us. I remember Levi said once in one of his sermons, one of the most spiritual things you can do sometimes is take a nap. And I laughed at it, but it's true. Like, we need to rest. God gave us night and day, and gave us sleep at night for a really good reason. And I appreciate that a ton. But so we talk about the importance of Sabbath and resting, but what exactly does that look like? You know, what do you think it looks like?
Yeah, so our family, we're pretty busy on the traditional Sabbath, which is Sunday. going back to the time of Jesus. It was actually Saturday, but that's a different discussion. We go to church and we worship God and we serve others in that. And so we try to focus on who our God is, what he's done for us, and really focus on being together with other followers. And so part of that is just helpful for resetting your mind and realizing how much God has done for us and choosing to try to align ourselves with that reality. And then we come home and oftentimes we just veg out together. Sometimes we play a game. Sometimes we just hang out as a family. Sometimes I take a nap. Sometimes we play video games, but a lot of it is just a downtime where you're not really doing much. And so that can be just super helpful. It's good to have just those times of a break where there's no expectation on you. And if you need to take a nap, if you want to hang out with the family, that's great. But there's nothing that you really must do or have to do. And of course, there are things I could be doing at work. There's always the next project, always the next thing that if I allowed myself to think about the things that we could do, I could fill up that time. But there's something about just taking that time and saying, you know, God, I'm going to rest and I'm going to trust that you'll take care of that until we have to address it.
One of the cool things, like remember the Sabbath and keep it holy, is one of the Ten Commandments, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so what I find interesting there for somebody that works on the weekends, as we do, that it says to take a Sabbath day. It doesn't exactly define what that Sabbath day needs to be, but one out of seven needs to be a Sabbath. Mm-hmm. So I think that's pretty cool that Scripture leans into that understanding that some people, their work schedule is likely going to be different. We're not all in the same 9 to 5, 5 days a week thing. And that's somewhat advantageous to us to be able to find a day of rest. One of the things like we struggle with when we hear the word Sabbath, we think of just like absolutely doing nothing. And so I'm glad that you touched on that, that you guys will hang out, play some video games, do some games, whatever, as a family. And I think that's super important as being a dad and a married guy myself. But what about stuff like, you know, if I want to go for a hike or a bike ride, or we want to do, you know, a beach day on our Sabbath where, you know, it's playing, it's physical activity. Is that cool?
Yeah, so the religious rulers of Jesus' day would say, you can't do that. There's no doing that. But I think the important thing with Sabbath is the rest, but also the connecting with God. You know, some people can connect with God really well and taking a hike and being out in nature and that kind of thing, which is great. In scriptures, it talks about how Jesus, it was his custom to go to the synagogue, to essentially go to church on the Sabbath. And, you know, as followers of Jesus, we should probably do the things that Jesus did. And that's one of the reasons why I think it's so important to connect with God on our Sabbath. And, you know, like you said, Trav, it might be that maybe you connect with God on Sunday, but your Sabbath that is actually on a Saturday, where that's when you can relax and take it easy and seek God a little bit, but also connect as a family, whether it's doing the hiking or doing a bike trip together or something to that effect. It's not so much this idea of not doing anything and just kind of laying in a hammock or whatever the case is. Yeah, sit by a fire and read a book, but it's about connecting with God. It's about resting, and that rest could be a physical activity. I know for you and also for me, it is kind of resting to go play basketball and do something really active, right? Like to give our brains a rest, to rest emotionally, where we don't have to worry about feelings or emotions and dealing with people or problems, but we can just have fun on the basketball court. That can be a great rest as well. So any other thoughts for you?
I hear Sabbath sometimes and, you know, it's like, oh, there's another thing that I have to do. And, you know, it becomes like a burden. Like I should be doing this. It becomes a point of contention for guilt. And that's not what God meant it to be. He created creation 6 days and then he sat back and like enjoyed the labor of his work. Right. And I think that that's God's intention for the Sabbath day, for us to kind of sit back, look at the things that he's been doing in our lives, worship him, devote some time to him, use that time to rest and recoup and recover mentally, physically, emotionally. It's all going to look different depending on what we're expending during the week. And I just think that, like, the way God designed us was pretty awesome. And the way that he planned out how a week should work out is pretty awesome. And, you know, the beauty of it, too, is that God had work to do. He was a creator. God created us with work to do, you know. And so his plan is perfect. The way he designed it is perfect. And I just want to be able to try to rest better.
Yeah, I really love what you said there. Yeah, I think, you know, Sabbath needs to be something that we're not like this law that has its restrictions, but really this freedom for us to be human. I think sometimes we push so hard in our work or in achieving something or whatever, we forget to take those times to reflect. And Sabbath allows for that. And it's good to take, you know, the last day of the week or some day during the week and just reflect back on how things went and really take kind of a time of celebration. I know I'm not that great at celebrating unless it's like the pinnacle of something that I finally completed, but it's good to have those breaks. It's good to take that time and have some reflection. So I think that's about it, right? Well, good. So we're going to end there. And thanks for listening to us, guys. We appreciate it. And as always, if you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss or share on, we'd be happy to do that. And as always, email Travis at travis@evangelhotan.org. And he'll respond to you really quick. Putting some pressure on him now. But yeah, just good to chat with you. And we'll see you next week.